USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden traveled to Louisiana after the devastation of Hurricane Ida. Power for 800,000 people has been out all week.
I know you all are frustrated about how long it takes to restore power. It's dangerous work. 25,000 linemen from around the country have come here to Louisiana to help. Crews from 32 different states are helping.
President said the federal government is putting pressure on insurance companies to make sure displaced people get living assistance. He also talked about the new jobs numbers.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth, month after month, in job creation.
The Labor Department reports that 235,000 new jobs were created. The president blamed the Delta variant for the sluggish growth. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Many different groups are still trying to get people out of Afghanistan. Some lawmakers are stepping up to try to get help to the people still trapped there. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 outside of clinical trials must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by internal and external parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. The FDA has also received multiple reports of people who've been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin that was intended for horses. They said, "You may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. That is wrong." The FDA emphasized no form of ivermectin has been approved to treat or prevent COVID-19. The CDC also issued an advisory saying ivermectin is not authorized for the prevention or treatment of the disease. They warned about the potentially toxic effect of the drug, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and overdoses are associated with hypertension, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.